The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Welcome to Reasonably Shady, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio.
Welcome to another episode of Reasonably Shady. I am Giselle Bryant.
What's up, everyone? This is Robin Dixon. Thank you once again for giving us your ears.
Yes, especially in the summertime. Because, you know, like in the summer, people go vacay.
I know.
People are outside.
They're traveling. Yes, they are.
Yes, yeah, so, I mean, you know, to be
they're
listening.
They're at the pool. They're eating crabs.
Or maybe they listen to us at the pool.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're, you know, there's people, hopefully you're still working out and you're listening to us on your workout.
Yep. Or on your way to work, but you're really not working these days. Who's working?
Right.
By the way.
People are. It's traffic still.
Okay. But the traffic and the working and the gas prices. So I saw something on the internet about the gas prices in other countries.
Oh, I know.
They're like double ours.
Yes.
It is absurd.
What is happening?
I don't know, but I'm going to talk to Putin.
When is
I'm
going
to call Putin.
Okay. When I need to look up like traditionally. So first of all, they said inflation is at 9.1%, which is like the highest it's been in like 40 years or something, 41 years.
It's out of control.
When is that going to go backwards? When is that going to reverse? Like how long are we going to be in this? Because this is a mess.
Something bad's going to happen, but I pray not.
Yeah.
But in order for it to switch, something bad's got to happen.
Okay, wait. Can we talk about, like, is Russia still fighting?
I don't know. Jeez. I don't know. But if they are, I'm about to call Putin. I keep telling y'all, I'm going to call him. I got him on the hotline. Anyway, all right. Per usual, we're getting into our Reasonably Shady moment of the week. And I'm just going to go right into it because these kids of mine, you know what? Just when you think they love you, they slap you in the face and you realize maybe they don't.
Oh, what happened?
So I've got to go out of town and it's kind of been stressing me out a little bit because I'm leaving them for longer than I would normally leave them.
Yeah.
And I've been like all up in their face, jumping in their beds, trying to be up under them. Mm-hmm. And they're like, Ma, get away.
Aww.
So I'm like, guys, look, I'm traveling. I'm doing some things and I'm really going to miss y'all. And they're like, bye, Ma. Like they don't care at all.
that I'm leaving. And I feel like my kids are a little shady. They're a little bit too much like me.
Yeah. But you know, when you're gone, they'll miss you. So, but that is kind of like, okay. So was there a time, or how long ago was it when the same scenario would be taking place? Yeah. And they're like, oh no, we're going to miss you.
And they're crying. Well, we went from tears.
Yeah.
I used to get tears.
Yeah.
To, oh my gosh, I'm going to miss you. And them wanting to like get every piece of me that they could before I left.
Right.
To, they don't give two craps about me. They're like, goodbye.
Well, they are what, 16 and 17?
Yes. Grace is basically putting up the deuces sign. Like, peace out, mom.
Yeah. Okay. So Corey's 14. So I have like.
Couple more years.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he's still, you know, I feel like a lot of kids at 14 are ornery like that. Like, they don't want anything to do with their parents. Corey's still like. Likes me. He still likes me and loves me. But
yes,
dang,
he does.
Much long. Okay. No. Well, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You have me.
I know. I know. Robin doesn't care about me either. But anyway, do you have a reasonably shady moment?
I do. It's just another vent kind of situation. I'm venting. So, you know, you go to the nail salon, you get your, you know, your mani and your pedi, and the nail salon, they're like, oh, you want gel on your toes? And like, usually I'm like, no, I don't need gel. I'm just going to do paint, or like polish or whatever. But like white paint, chips. So I was like, yeah, let's do gel. Okay.
Okay.
Worst decision ever.
Worst.
Because it really weakens your toenails. And so like my big toe, like look at this. You see this? Like it literally, my nails split like deep. And not that it hurts, but it's like if you just like play with your toenail, it's splitting. It's coming off.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so Robin, your toenails are weak.
Robin's gonna take a picture of her toenail that we're talking about. She's gonna post it on her stories. Because it looks crazy.
Okay. I mean, but this could the piece came off, but it literally was like flipped up. That whole piece was just like flipped up. So the gel like really weakens your toenails.
I said, okay, I didn't know that. That's good to know. That's good to know, people. That's a good tip.
And okay, and oh, so this is the second time I had to. So this toe, my other big toe. This is acrylic on my toe because the gel weakened my toenail. You know, so when I got my nails polished again, and I had like a big split in it, right? They're like, oh, well, we can't pull that off. It's gonna hurt. So let's put acrylic on it. So I literally have acrylic on my big toe.
So you got tricked into acrylic. Basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah, well, it's just acrylic right here, but I'm taking this out. Like, I don't, shit, and now I feel like I'm stuck, right? Because it's the summertime.
Oh, right.
So I can't, so if I take the gel off, you know, you want to let your, give your nails time to, like, get stronger and grow in.
Right.
But it's the summertime. I can't have my toenails not painted.
No, that Juan Dixon is not having that. He is not walking down the street with you and your toes are jacked up.
Yes. And then if I take the gel off of these nails, they're going to be so weak. I don't know what to do.
Well, listen,
am I stuck?
Yeah, you stuck. You're stuck with gel on your toes.
Until
you're 75.
Until like the fall, until it's time to like cover the toes up.
All right, guys, we have an amazing show for you guys. We are talking to none other than Carlos King. And if you don't know who he is, and I have to really explain to you who he is, you might be a loser. So here it is. Reasonably Shadesters, we have for us today a guest who really needs no introduction, okay? But we're going to introduce him anyway. So he is, what is he, Robin?
Oh my gosh, the producer extraordinaire, Mr. Carlos King.
Yes.
The producer of many, many, many television shows. He's got a new podcast. He's got a new nighttime talk show.
Yes.
Carlos, but like, let us get us right. Tell us, run down your resume. Okay? Because we don't want to mess it up. We don't
want to
mess it up.
Run it down.
Tell us everything.
Yes. Oh, well, you guys did a great job. So, you know, people call me the king of reality television.
Or yourself.
Self-proclaimed.
Oh, honey. Like Beyonce's Beehive, I don't come up with the moniker my fans do.
Okay. So,
okay.
Just checking.
Yes. So, you know, I am called the king of reality television. I've been producing reality TV for 15 years, starting with The Real Housewives of Atlanta, which was my first reality show. I'm the first Black man ever to executive produce a Real Housewives franchise.
Yes.
And pave the way for others. Hey, Eric Fuller.
Yes.
I love you, Eric.
We love Eric. I have a late night show on OWN called The Nightcap with Carlos King.
Yep.
That airs Saturdays at 10 o'clock on the Oprah Winfrey Network. I'm the creator of the Love and Marriage franchise, which has Huntsville and DC starring Giselle's best friend, Monique Samuels.
Oh, Lord,
and
don't do it.
I have
don't.
A podcast called Reality with the King, which is a shady, reasonable podcast. So, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to start with some icebreakers a little bit. Okay, this is rapid fire. Rapid fire, Carlos. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
Favorite color.
I'm ready.
Favorite color.
Blue. Blue.
Beyonce or Rihanna?
Beyonce.
Nicki Minaj or Cardi B?
Nicki Minaj.
Potomac or Atlanta?
Ooh. No shade. Right now, Potomac.
Okay, ooh. and no shade because we love Atlanta and they paved the way.
Yes.
Yes, but they paved the way.
But don't make anybody mad.
I agree.
Please. Please.
Yes, but Carlos King has said Potomac. Okay, and that's huge, just for the record, for Carlos to say that, because we know that Atlanta is your baby. You know, when it comes to producing and when it comes to talking about the Real Housewives of Atlanta, Carlos is in the equation. Okay? Oh, okay. There is no Atlanta without Carlos King.
Okay. So you know what, Carlos?
Thank you.
I, on a recent episode of Reasonably Shady, I kind of went on a rant about how I feel like social media has kind of changed the landscape of the Real Housewives. Like, we were kind of being nostalgic about early Atlanta Housewives.
Yes.
You know, seasons 1 through 4 or 5, whatever. And I was saying, I really feel like now, because social media is so prevalent and, you know, almost so toxic, that it has changed the way that people on these shows act and the things that they say, the things they do, the way that they look. So
right.
That now you're not really getting the real raw person and the things that they would really say and how they would interact with one another. You're getting people who are guarded, who
filtered.
Are worried about, yes, filtered, who are worried about, you know, what the fans are going to say.
Being canceled.
Yes, being canceled, dealing with the backlash of social media. Like, so do you agree with that? Because I was like, I really miss, you know, not that, you know, it's just when you think about it, it's like, wow, like if you sit and watch Atlanta season 1, 2, 3, it's so different than anything that's on TV right now.
Yeah.
If you watch Beverly Hills seasons 1, 2, 3, it's so different. Like, things have just changed so much. So do you
agree? What's your thoughts? Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree 100%. I produced the first episode, first season of The Real Housewives of Atlanta in 2008. Right?
Okay.
So I was there when NeNe Leakes, Kim Zolciak, Sheree Whitfield, Deshawn Snow, Lisa Wu, like, these women were the blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why they were the blueprint is because they didn't have anybody to study.
Right.
They were truly being themselves. There was no social media. What has happened now, especially when it comes to, let's talk about the Housewives fan base.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The Housewives fan base, who I love because they follow my career, they're fantastic.
Right. We all love
them. Some of them are very toxic, and it's ruining the fun of watching the show, and it's ruining the fun of producing the show.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, when I left season 9 of The Real Housewives of Atlanta, it was around the time where I felt that some of those women were behaving because they cared about what social media was going to say.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
And they come across very guarded. I'll give you an example. Dorit on Beverly Hills was iconic when she first came onto the scene. She was interesting. She was fun. The fans hated Dorit her first and second season. But I loved her because I said she's ballsy, she's brave, and she speaks her mind. Dorit is so boring. She has nothing going on. Twitter ruined Dorit.
Yeah,
do not care about the rented clothes that you get from the stylist in the 90210 zip code. I could care less about your alleged businesses of you trying to make over a corner of a restaurant and we don't see it anymore. I do not care about your wedding dresses you're trying to promote when I haven't seen it all this season.
Time out.
Right.
Okay. First of all, we started this and y'all, I don't think we recorded it. Carlos said he was reasonable and Giselle is shady. Let me tell you something. Okay, this man is a shady one.
Yes, this is shady.
He read Dorit like a new book called Cat.
He sure did. And he wasn't done. You interrupted him. Continue.
Please continue.
Oh, well, I'll finish by saying Dorit is the perfect example of how social media can ruin a reality star who had the potential to be iconic.
Yes.
And that is sad. And that's why, last but not least, my Love & Match Huntsville cast, their four seasons in, none of them are on Twitter anymore because they said to themselves, I no longer can do my job if I read comments based on what these people think about me. Right. So let me do this. Let me continue being great on my show where I make this money and not care about what you guys are saying on Twitter.com.
Yeah, right. And you know that's me and Robin's story.
Yeah, like, I'm not
you
on
know,
Twitter.
You know we don't play around with the Twitter. Now, I do have a question because you and I were on, because this offended me a little bit, Carlos. I'm going to put a little caveat out there first. You and I, we did this little E behind reality television or something, like the story of reality television. Okay, so in that, you talked about NeNe Leakes and the greatness and the bigness of NeNe Leakes, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be honest, with the first time I saw NeNe on Atlanta, which was like season one, ep one, first scene, there's NeNe. I was like, holy shit, she's a star, right? And and you, in that interview, I felt like you were taking credit for NeNe and her personality and her character and everything. Not her character, but just like, her rise, right?
Okay.
And I was like, no, Carlos, you can't do that. And I took it personal only because I am on the other side of the camera and I would never want any producer to be like, oh, I made Giselle, I made Robin. If it wasn't for me, them bitches wouldn't be shit. Like, I would hate that.
But in my defense, I never said those things. But continue.
No. So the question, well, you kind of did a little bit, Carlos. So, the question is, do you feel like, without Carlos, NeNe would not be as big as she is, I guess is the question.
Oh, no, not at all. So let's go back a little bit, because one thing about me, you know, being from the world of journalism and my Porsche boys is I remember the facts. So when you and I both were on, I think it was called Reality Rewind, Andy Cohen produced it, and the producers asked me questions about NeNe Leakes in the first day we met.
Yeah.
And I said, when I met NeNe Leakes, she was a star. I fell in love with her. She said, hey, bitch. I said, oh, bitch, we're going to be friends forever. Like, I love her. And what I did say, which is true, is that NeNe would look at me and my mannerisms, and she would be like, oh, that's funny. And she would always, you know how, like, growing up in a Black household, how your parents would be like, Giselle, Robin, go dance for the people. Go dance. go sing in front of the friends. Like, yes, when their friends would come over. So on set, NeNe would have her friends over, and she would say, Carlos, come here. Do that thing you did when you used to swipe your bangs away. And I would be like, yes. And she'd say, yes, honey, yes, I love it. I live. So then she started taking my mannerisms, and she would apply it on camera.
Okay.
And
right.
People, people would be like, why are you acting like a gay Black man? People always say, like, NeNe acts like a gay Black man.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I was saying, Giselle, that I'm the gay Black man that she was acting like. So I'm glad we talked about that. But no, I would never take credit for her success. But I will say this and quote
say
me
it,
on
please.
This.
Yes, quote.
Every great female reality star is great because she has a producer, oftentimes it's a gay boy, oftentimes, who is able to pull out the best. And when I say that, I'm not saying we take credit for no one's success. My thought process in this is, when you look at Beyonce and Mariah Carey and Janet Jackson, like these great performers, oftentimes they have a gay choreographer, There's something about that relationship that happens. And I believe the reason why, Giselle, you were one of my 10 greatest housewives of all time is because...
And we're going to get to that. We're going to talk about that.
You're great on your own. Don't get me wrong. But and I'm going to stop saying his name because he's very private, but there's a producer who works on Potomac, a gay black man, who is beyond talented and a genius. And I think because you have a trusting relationship with him.
Very true.
And a kiki that it brings out the best in you. But by no means will I say he's the reason why you're number 9 on my list.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating Walbrook, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
So let's get to the list really quickly, because I have some questions about this list. Now, I was happy that I made it on the list. I was honored because Carlos King does not give out accolades easily at all. Okay, we know that. So right. Kyle Richards was not on the list, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that was confusing to me because I feel like she's held Beverly Hills together for 14 seasons or however long they've been.
I will agree with you.
So then why wasn't she on the list?
She was not on my top 10 list.
Right.
Now, when I do my top 20, Kyle would be number
11.
I'm done. Kyle would be between 11 and 20. But okay. Let me tell you why. Okay, but That's a very good question.
I guess the bigger question, Carlos, is you had Danielle Staub on the list. No shade to Danielle, but Danielle was a housewife for how many seasons? 1.2?
Just one.
And Kyle.
Only two seasons.
For two. Mm-hmm. Whereas it's like, I feel like skin in the game speaks volumes, right? Mm-hmm. Kyle has skin in the game like no other. And every season she has a solid season and she keeps that show going. So like, how would you overlook her to a Danielle Staub?
Easily. Name me one iconic thing that Kyle has done.
Mauricio.
The splits, Carlos. That's what we got.
The splits, exactly. No, look, I am a huge Kyle Richards fan. I think she's a great reality star. Kyle Richards competing against the top 10, she doesn't hold a candle to a Danielle Staub, because at the end of the day, and I said this, and quote me again, without Danielle, nothing would have happened on New Jersey Housewives, and I was there the first two seasons and can say that without Danielle, the show would be boring. And no disrespect to the Potomac ladies, but we can also look at a show like Potomac and say, without certain people, what would be happening? So because Danielle was on her own and Teresa at that time was very safe and sweet, Teresa's table flip is courtesy of Danielle.
Okay.
So although Kyle is good at stirring the pot, and listen, I think Kyle is great. But when it comes to Nene, Bethany, Ramona, Teresa, Danielle, Giselle.
Sheree? I think you had Sheree on there.
Sheree, Kim Zolciak. Kyle is an iconic, but she definitely is a formidable player.
Okay, so I heard a rumor that because you worked on Jersey the year that the table got flipped. Right?
Yes.
So she didn't really flip the table. That was you under the table flipping it for her. I heard a rumor.
No.
That was Carlos under the table. And Teresa took all the credit for Carlos flipping that table.
No, I was under the table handing Danielle the book that she placed on the table.
And then you flipped it because you said it's gonna be good TV.
I wish I was a little bright genius then, but I wasn't. No, that was all Teresa.
Was that your first housewife show you worked on before? Was that before Atlanta?
That was after Atlanta. Atlanta was first. So what's funny is I did Atlanta season one, and I had a break for like 2 weeks, and then I got a phone call about this housewife in New Jersey, and I decided to do New Jersey.
Okay.
But okay. you weren't EP on New Jersey, were you?
No. Okay. I was an associate producer on Atlanta.
He was giving books underneath the table, Robin. He wasn't EP.
You were a field producer. Okay.
Oh, let's be clear. Ask those Atlanta girls. When I was an EP, honey, I still was on my knees doing something to make sure the scene was great.
Okay. Good. So,
did you start in your producing career? Like, how did you get started?
Yeah. So I went to college and I majored in journalism. Because of that, I was afforded these internships. So I interned at The View. I interned at MTV. My last internship was at BET. A year later, I got a job as a PA working on 106 and Park and other shows. And then 2 years after that, I got a phone call from a mutual friend who said, I have this opportunity in Atlanta to do this reality show called Ladies of Hotlanta. You love reality TV. Would you be interested? And I was like, child, let me think. And because I was like, you expect me to leave New York City and go to Atlanta? But I said, you know what? I'm a man of faith. Let me do it. And it was the best decision of my career because the rest is history.
Okay. Right, right. So you didn't start, you weren't EP on season one, Atlanta?
No.
Okay. No, I wasn't EP until season six of Atlanta, which is the highest rated season in the history of the network.
We know, because, and Nene called Peter a bitch. Now, I have a question. Okay. So, because we spoke of you and people that have worked, producers on Potomac, who have been very influential in helping us get to where we are. However, give me an honest answer, Carlos. Do you feel like, because you are a man,
okay? And you're a man helping women tell their story. Do you feel like you can do it better than a woman helping women tell their story? Is there, is there not a disconnect, but you know, women, we know what we go through. We feel it.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts?
Yeah, that's a very great question. No, I don't think I have an edge over a woman who's also a producer. I think a woman who's producing a show that's dominated by women, she has to be confident in order to be honest with the women and not be intimidated by the woman. And I think the reality star who's a woman has to be able to feel comfortable sharing your personal business, because let's just be real. Historically, women don't like to tell other women their business, period. They just, because it's one of the things where it's like, girl, I don't know you want my man. I don't know you want my life.
Right.
I don't know if there's some single black or white female situation. So it takes a minute. So when you come to a talented man, gay or straight, there's a guard that's let down, right? Because it's like, well, you can't take my man. And if you do, and if you can, that's a whole nother issue.
Right.
And I'm able to at least give you more of me because my guard is down. So I don't think that we do a better job than women. Not at all. I think women can do a great job. And what's funny is, because let's talk, Giselle. I remember talking to you.
Ooh.
Your first season.
I remember.
You had a female showrunner, and she called me, and you guys were in the middle of getting a scene together. And Giselle said, oh, Carlos, I thought you were going to be our producer.
I did.
And I was like, where did that come from? That's so funny. I wanted to ask you that.
Well, I knew that we had the same production company. People don't know this, but we have the same production company as Atlanta, Potomac does. And you were, of producers, you're the only person that, like, we know their name, right? So I just assumed that they would, and Atlanta was great. So I just assumed that they would take whoever they were using in Atlanta and give them to us so that we could be great. Now, I can say that the person that you were talking to, she was great for us.
Mm-hmm.
She gave us the
Absolutely.
Tools. That, yeah, she gave us the tools that we needed. Season one, season two. I can, Carlos, I'll be honest. I can still hear her in my brain.
Mm-hmm.
She has this saying called "fix your face," and there's so many times where, like, I'm in a scene and that this face is jacked all the way up, and I need to fix it. And it's not anything that has to. It's not anything that has to do with the cast. It's what's going on in producing. Like, the, you know, sometimes the producing of it all could be problematic, and you know, we get upset about it. But she gave us wonderful tools to
absolutely
get us to a season season
seven.
Are we supposed to say that?
Yes.
Okay, fine. We just did season
seven. Child, we know y'all filming, honey. It's all over the blogs. Hey, okay, Dia. But hey, no, Bar One.
I want to talk about you, because Carlos, you know, we might have been in Miami, and Carlos heard we was in Miami, and when I say we, me, Robin, and some other ladies, and Carlos said, let me go meet the ladies of Potomac face to face, up close and impersonal. And I totally loved it, was so happy that you did that. I'm sure you're a really busy guy, and you took time out to come and meet us, and just kiki. I mean, we had a good old kiki with Carlos.
We
for like
did.
An hour.
Yes.
No. And listen, and I'll say this, and I don't care who gets mad. I am a black man in this business producing reality TV. And I'm such a fan of reality. And one thing about me is I support all of my black females and males in this genre, because I know how hard it is to be great in front of the camera being judged by the world.
Yeah.
So number one, I want to make it very clear, I am a fan. Number one.
Thank you.
I watch Potomac and I get my entire life. So when I was told that you ladies were, well, that you two and some other folks were in Miami, I didn't tell y'all this. I canceled two meetings.
Oh, wow.
And I said, I have to meet them. I'm a fan. Yes. It's like meeting Beyonce. No shade.
Oh my gosh.
I was like,
wait.
I said,
but Carlos, this is what you don't know. So after you laugh and everything, Karen comes up to me and she says, Giselle, did you get to meet the Carlos? Did you meet Carlos? yes, bitch, before you. Yes, I met Carlos. Okay. He came and saw me first.
And look, some other people were like, Carlos was here? I didn't see Carlos. Yeah. That's probably what about this. I don't know.
That is so funny. I mean,
hilarious.
I love all of you ladies, but I will say this. It was a pleasure meeting the two of you. I'm not going to say who else was in the room because I ain't stupid, but I have to say, first of all, guys, Giselle and Robin are gorgeous in person.
Oh, thank you.
Like no makeup. We were in the bed. Like when I say to you guys, we had a key, and the beauty of talking to Giselle and Robin was they're such great professionals and they know how to do their job. And we just had a good time talking about the show and mm-hmm. the scenes and this and just reality TV. They threw me shade. You know, it was fun. And I want people to know that at the very end of the day, I am a huge fan of Potomac. And I say this all the time, and I'm not disrespecting my Atlanta girls who I will always love, but the Real Housewives of Potomac, to me, is the best Housewives out right now.
Aww, wow. Thank you.
Okay. That's amazing. Yeah. So wait, before you switch topics. Uh-huh. So when you were, when we were in the room, you called Giselle executive producer and you called me co-executive producer.
Yes.
So what are you, when you're watching Potomac, what are you seeing that makes you think that?
Okay. So as a student, no, let me not be so humble. As a professor of reality television.
Yes, professor.
Sorry, an expert.
Sorry, Dr. Wendy. I'm the professor tonight. So,
Who? We don't even know who you're talking about.
Don't do it. So, look, when I watch a show, and that's the reason why I'm saying what I said earlier was the relationship between the producer and the cast member is crucial because there's a level of trust. And when you talked about the female producer who you still hear in your ear, like, fix that face, I can watch Potomac. And one thing about the two of you, y'all play off of each other. And I'll give an example of two scenes that are, I'll give three very quickly.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
I'll give three very quickly.
Okay.
Season one, episode one.
Jeez. Okay.
Because I do this shit for real. When Giselle told Karen, y'all had this argument about the crab oil and it was this whole thing in the mirror. I knew in that instance, I said, oh, Giselle is like, this has to be in the first episode. I'm not going to be a part of anything boring. So let me make sure to just be honest. And since Karen and I are friends in real life, let me read her real quick and it won't matter. So that's A. That's number one. Number two is last season, when Professor Wendy and the two of you were on the couch, you guys were on a cast trip, Ashley took off maternity leave to be messy and to deliver the message to Dr. Wendy. And y'all two sat on the couch. Wendy was fed up to hear. Y'all looked on the couch and said, girl, I don't really give a shit. This was a great scene. I'm going to sip on my bottled water with the straw. And Robin said, I'm going to literally finger myself as you talk about that. I was like, they are a good pair. And last but not least, when Ashley and Candace had that altercation in Candace's home, and Ashley gave the read of, girl, you mean your mama house? It's your mama table, which I think is everything. Yes. And Candace threw the knife. That was all orchestrated because Robin said, I'm just going to say it. Your husband asked to suck Juan's dick. Like, you said it flat out. And then Giselle said, you leaving? Uh-uh, come back in the house because we still got more work to do because the crew is here for another 2 hours. So that's what I mean when I say you guys are the executive and the co-EP of the show.
Okay, now that you didn't broke that all the way down, we must agree and concur. Okay. All right, so switching gears a little bit, because I know that, not I know, but I've heard that you and Andy Cohen Do y'all have a relationship? Because it seems like right now, the trajectory of your career, Carlos, is similar to Andy, right? Do you feel like he's a mentor to you? Do you feel like, you know, do y'all talk? Do y'all kiki? Do y'all go to parties? Are you invited to the Hamptons? Like, give us the tea.
I am not invited to the Hamptons. No, I'm not. But no, so he is somebody, obviously, I had the pleasure of working with for all the years I did Atlanta and New Jersey. And when it was announced that I had a podcast, he sent me a DM and he said, dude, you're killing it. Congratulations. And I, of course, said, thank you. And I said, look, I'm no idiot. Like, you paved the way for someone like me to have a career in front of the camera because you've shown that it can be done. And at the end of the day, what I will say on record is the fact that he is somebody that definitely paved the way. And yeah. I will always give that man his flowers.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. So are you going to have a surrogate and name the child Apple? I mean, what's going to be the baby for you?
Well, you know, look, I want to be able to be the face of Black unscripted television. So mm-hmm. I have years before that can happen.
Okay. Very okay. good.
When you turn 50, right? Andy's 50. Right?
Okay. Very good. 50. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. I got a lot of years before I turn 50.
So look, in your experience producing great reality television, how many times have you gotten cursed out by a yes. cast member?
Yes. Is it a range from like...
And who has cursed you out the most?
Who's the best cursed
who
out that you've gotten?
Who does it the best?
Yes.
Y'all gonna get... So I've been cussed out by Nene, Sheree, Candy, Phaedra, Portia, Marlo...
Kim. I'm sure Kim cussed you.
Kim Zolciak.
Yes.
Yes. Kim Fields.
Wow. Okay. She didn't know what hit her. She Listen, didn't know what she signed
was,
up for.
Oh, no, baby.
That was
and
insane.
I didn't know what hit her when she yelled at me. I said, yes, honey. You better read me, honey. But no, the only yes. person who has never yelled at me is Kenya Moore.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Kenya Moore has never yelled at me. Let's talk about this. You know how sometimes a producer can say, like, you know what? I think we should talk about this. We'll talk about that. And sometimes you're like, all right, fine. I'll bring it up. And sometimes you're like, no, I'm not doing it. Right? Mm-hmm. So Kenya would give me this look. And I know she's mad. She'll do this. And I'm like, oh my gosh, Kenya's mad, but she has never raised her voice. So wow. The person who has cussed me out the best is, and you're gonna gag, Cynthia Bailey.
Woo! Wow.
You know what's funny? So I have cursed out producers too.
No. Let me help you, Carlos. Let me help you. This is T. So the first cursing out that Eric Fuller got, yes, we're gonna mention his name. Robin Dixon.
Yes.
Kirsten Tuffville.
You Robin?
Yes.
Yes. So it's funny you say Cynthia, and you know, a lot of people kind of compare me to Cynthia on Potomac, whatever. So I'm like, it's funny you say that because it's like, yeah, we might be quiet. We might be the nice, the laid back one, the easy one, but we have it in us. Like you piss us off, you piss us off.
But I need to know why you cussed him out.
I'm going to tell you why. So it was season one and it was in the beginning of the season and me, Robin and Katie were going to Sharice's house. Okay. So Katie and I were in the bushes for some reason. I think that was part of the scene. So
what? We were in the car, but
they didn't show that.
Oh,
we were in the car before we got started.
Okay. Okay.
And there was some information that Katie was told to talk about and she didn't know not to tell us. She told us before we started filming. Okay, which is like a bit, because, you know, Katie was just, we were new, okay?
So they were talking about Juan in the scene. So okay, season one, I'm going to be honest, I didn't know what the hell I signed up for, all right?
I did.
She knew.
I did.
I didn't know what I signed up for, okay? So season one, before we started filming, I'm probably revealing too much at this point. So before production started, they asked me, is there anything that's off limits in your story, right?
You know what? That's a setup. You know how y'all do. It's
right.
a setup.
Right.
I'm like, they asked you that? Okay, go ahead.
They asked me that. Yes. And I said, well, you know, Juan doesn't really want to talk about his financial issues. Okay.
Yeah.
So we pull up to a scene. We're in a car. We're like, they're holding us, right? And Katie is like, yeah. I was with Ashley today, and Ashley was talking about, you know, Juan had, y'all had $25, and Juan, and y'all filed for bankruptcy and all this. And I...
Right. I mean, in hindsight, Katie should have saved all of that for the scene.
But, oh, yeah, because that would have been one of those iconic scenes you talk about.
That would have been amazing. So then Eric comes to the car to be like, okay, guys, it's time for you guys to go into Charisse's. And Robin was like, hell fucking no. Gets out the car, curse Eric out to smithereens, okay? I was clutching my pearls. I said, well, goddamn. So, Robin left. She left the scene. She wasn't even in the scene.
I quit. I said, don't call me no more. I quit.
This was 2 weeks into season one. Robin quit.
I told you, I didn't know what I signed up for, y'all.
This is a reasonable shady exclusive.
Yes, it is. It is. I quit. So for me to still be here 7 years later, like, I guess I got over really quickly. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
And so now what I say to people when they get all mad, oh, it's what you signed up for.
Yes. Yes, it is. It definitely is.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe that this is facts? Because this is what Robin and I always say. We always say that if you get through a season as a people on our side cast, and at if at some point in the season you didn't want to run away, cry, cuss everybody out, leave your family and just go hide in under a rock, then you're not doing your job. Like every season, you gotta throw it all on the table.
Yeah. No, I wholeheartedly believe that. Listen, I will always defend my reality cast, not people I just work with. I'm talking about the industry as a whole. It takes a lot of courage to get in front of a camera and tell your business. and to talk about things that you don't want to talk about, that takes a lot of courage. So if you aren't having anxiety or feeling like I want to quit or feeling like, damn, this is going to be bad, then you weren't being honest. Because one thing I will say, everybody in their lives have something going on that they would prefer to keep under the rug. We all, I have that. There's shit that goes on with me. I'm like, ooh, Lord Jesus. But if I sign on to be a reality star, I want to be the best. And I have the personality of, if you don't want to be great, then why sign up to do it?
Right, right. We totally agree.
Well, see, my perspective is different because I signed up, like I said, I didn't know what I signed up for. And when the opportunity presented itself, I was just kind of like, oh, you only live once. Okay, I'll do it. I'll try it. For me, I wasn't, you know, oh, I want to be, you know, a superstar. And to be honest, Giselle will tell you, like, to this day, I still don't think I'm, like, famous. Like, I'm still, it's still weird to me that I'm on reality TV. That's just my personality. I'm laid back. I'm a
homebody. Yeah, I don't think, tell me if I'm wrong, I don't think you or Ashley care about that, in my opinion.
Yeah, and Ashley too. Yeah, we're pretty much, I will probably say, like, I'm the same person today that I was 7 years ago or 8 years ago before the show. You know, like, it doesn't consume my life.
Yeah.
And I want to go back to the conversation about, you know, people, you know, watching the shows and thinking they have to act a certain way. It's hard because it's like on reality TV, it's like, okay, you want to watch because you want to know, like, you want to know what happens, right? Mm-hmm. As a cast member, I want to say, okay, what's happening on these other shows? But then a part of me doesn't want to watch because I don't want to think that I have to act like Teresa or Dorinda or Ramona or whoever, Erica. Like, I don't want to think, let me watch these shows and act like them and say what they say and do what they do. So, you know, for me, I've always just been like, you know what? I'm going to be myself.
Yeah.
I'm not really into, like, you know, trying to pretend to be someone I'm not. I know what they say about me. I don't care. You know?
That's why you're great at what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to be the loudest in the room to have a moment. And to your point, Robin, let's talk about the Real Housewives of Dubai.
Right.
Which I like to say the Real Housewives of Dubai. Because for me, those women studied every single housewife. And it's hard for me to get into them because I don't think they're being themselves. What do y'all think?
Okay, I've only seen one, maybe one and a half episodes. The only thing that stands out to me is the model girl.
Same.
Right, but I think he's talking about her. I feel like
Chanel.
She's the main one.
But I feel like she's at least entertaining to watch. The others is like paint drying, right? So she keeps me, I'm looking for her for the next scene. So I will give her that.
Y'all, we about to be clips. They gonna clip this up. Oh, jeez.
No, but I agree. The thing is this. When you look at someone like Chanel on Dubai, you're already interesting. You're gorgeous. You have this interesting look. Everything about your life to me is interesting. You don't have to try hard to be the moment. Just be you, because you already have it aesthetically. So Miss Thing, go into the scene and make magic happen. And that's the reason why, in my opinion, and this is no shade, let's talk about it. That's why Potomac became great after season two, baby.
Not after season two. What happened to season one?
Season one was not good. I mean, Giselle and Robin, y'all know
it. People need to figure out
where's Potomac.
Who we are.
Yeah,
and you know, let's keep it all the way real, Carlos. TV had not seen people like us. Had not seen light-skinned, green-eyed bandits. Didn't understand. Okay, they're educated. They black women. They went to college. Like, you know, that was so foreign back then. Mm-hmm. And so I felt like people just needed to, especially our culture, needed to understand, we with y'all. Like, we down. We about it. Now, I think Bravo wanted to establish us as, they were confused as to what we were going to be. So it was like this big whole etiquette thing, right? Remember that?
Unfortunately, yes.
We didn't get it either. But I don't know, season two, what happened? We just got ratchet? What did we do?
I mean, I guess he's talking about the addition of some people that he works closely with. That's what I'm going to assume. Is that what you're talking about, Carlos?
Oh, don't do it.
Is that what you're talking about?
No, don't do it. I love it.
All right. So this is the portion of the episode of the show, Carlos, in which you can ask us anything.
Say whatever you got to say.
Yes.
Ask us anything. Yes. Tell us anything. Yeah. You know, what you got to say.
Ooh.
And tell us, what would you do differently in Potomac? Or if you were a producer in Potomac, what do you see like, you know, are there things that you would have tried to produce differently or, you know, I don't know.
That's a very good question. Okay. So I'm happy to report that after season one, where season one had potential, but like Giselle admitted, it was all about etiquette and no one gives a shit about that, right?
Right.
I am going to say this and I'm going to be very real. Starting from season two, you guys have excelled tremendously to the point of I wouldn't have done anything differently.
Oh, nice.
Think you guys have it going on.
Thank you.
That's, y'all got it going on.
Thank you.
Really?
I've said that the secret sauce and the beauty of Potomac is that, you know, because we're the last standing OGs. So like me, Rob, and Ashley Karen have a chemistry about us that people want to see season after season, right? I mean, yes, we've gotten some people that have come and go along the way, but to keep the originals together for this long, I think has been very productive for the show.
I agree. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
And your franchise does a marvelous job at casting. Mm-hmm. Y'all cast some good people to be on the show.
It's actually really hard to cast our show, though. You know that, right?
No, it's funny. I know the casting person who used to do it for years, and he said the same thing, but you guys find great people.
Right.
In the midst of the struggle. Like, right. Monique and Wendy and Candace and Mia, you know what I'm saying? Ascala. No, ma'am. Ascala, no, ma'am.
Oh,
no, ma'am.
Carlos.
Pam. But
I want to say I think Mia was a great addition.
Yeah,
I think that she brings, you know, I always like something different. You know, Mia brings something different. And she owns her shit. She stands on who and what she is. I love that.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, but I agree with everything you said. I think everyone has been.
I agree.
Yeah. I think everyone's been a great addition. And yes, it's really hard to cast this show, but you're right. It's like finding diamonds in the rough.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe that's why, you know, I'm still here. I'm the boring one and I'm still here because you can't find that many people to replace me. So, you know, I don't know. I mean.
No, and I'm going to comment on that, and then I'm going to ask you all the questions. I don't think you're boring at all. Not everybody on Housewives needs to be this big, boisterous personality.
Right.
And you need somebody who's level-headed. You need somebody who's the peacemaker. And you need somebody who's there and not you know, this sort of like big, like I said, personality. And I think you offer that to the show. So I don't think you're boring. Cynthia was not boring at all.
Right.
I agree. So it does bother me when people say that.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I think on any show you need balance. Like if you had 6 Nenes on the show, it would be chaos.
Yeah.
You know, yes. If you have 6 Giselles on the show, it would be chaos. You know, so yes. You definitely need balance. And and then the other thing is like, you know, not everyone is everyone's cup of tea, and that's fine. That's why there's 6, 7, 8 housewives on a show, because you're not going to like every single one. So,
yeah.
And some people like the, you know, aspirational part of housewives, but other people like the relatable part of housewives. So I don't know. I think it's good to show both, but I do, you know, I mean, I laugh at it. I'm like, you know, I'm still here. If I'm so boring, I'm still here.
Period.
So, you know, I'm obviously doing something right.
All right, we got time for one question. You have one question.
Carlos. Oh my gosh, just one?
No. Or you can have two. You can have two.
Okay, good. Okay. Whew. I gotta make it good.
Okay.
And y'all better be honest. Would y'all say Monique Samuels was good for the show?
Really? That's your question?
Oh God. Listen, he been dying to say her name.
Okay.
He been dying.
So this is probably going to, I don't know, upset some people maybe, because people are very sensitive. So when we filmed the show and season one was about to premiere, I said, we don't have any color on this show. I said, we're too light skinned. We need some brown skinned people on the show. And I said, people aren't going to connect with us. You know, people who are, you know, used to watching Atlanta. I said, they're not going to connect with us because they're going to just see a cast full of light-skinned people. So when Monique was casted, I was so happy. I was so happy to see a beautiful brown-skinned woman cast on our show who's living the Potomac life that they wanted to see. I thought she was a fabulous addition to our show. You know, not just for that reason alone, but I thought that was so important for people to see that and for them to be able to connect to us. And I mean, yeah, I think she was a good addition to the show? Of course, we had success. So, yeah. You know, and I think, you know, a lot of it is that people tuned in. They saw Monique. They said, oh, well, let me watch this show and see what it's about. And then people were able to appreciate the show for what it was and not mm-hmm. look at the show and say, I can't relate to anyone. So just for that reason alone, I think she was a great addition.
And so I agree with everything that Robin said, but currently, she's exactly where she should be, which is with you on another network.
No, and I agree with that. I agree with that. Okay, so my next question, it'll be quick, is 2-in-1, but it's easy.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Ready.
Out of the current Real Housewives of Potomac cast, besides Giselle and Robin, who is the top housewife that you think brings it, and who is the least interesting housewife that brings it?
Oh, Lord.
Okay, I can answer this because I think it changes year after year.
It does change every year.
It changes year after year. But I can say, and this is a little bit of a spoiler alert for season 7. I hope Andy don't fire me. Karen brings it this season. Yes, she does. Wait. Meaning Karen is one to straddle the fence, not give her opinion, you know, kind of play it safe. The Grand Dame does not do that. Okay. And the least.
Okay. Go ahead.
She doesn't. No, she's spilling tea. Like Karen was spilling tea this season.
I don't give that term.
When does she ever spill tea? Agree. She hasn't spilled tea in 7 seasons. Listen, I'm telling you, I think it's a different side to her. I know why Rama's not agreeing with me right now. And the least, who would you say is the least? What was the question?
Who's the least interesting this season?
Least interesting?
Least interesting?
Least important or least valuable?
All of the above, sis.
Look, I'm letting you answer that. Wait. Let me answer the first part. I don't agree with Karen. I'm going to say Ashley.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, but I think Ashley's not a surprise, right?
No, considering last year, yeah, I feel like Ashley saw last year and was like, oh, it's time to play. And you're going to see you're going to see a different Ashley. You're going to see the old Ashley, but you're going to see a very different Ashley.
Yeah. Okay. True. Okay. So Karen and Ashley, we'll give it to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lord, the least interesting.
We're not going to answer that. We're not going to answer that in the second part.
You can answer it. Just like process of elimination.
I'm not answering.
I know, we can't.
Listen, Carlos, I'm going to answer that. Okay, this is what we're going to do. The season's going to premiere. We're going to talk to you again on your podcast.
Yeah.
And I will answer that question for you.
Okay.
And I will give reasons why. Okay? Fair?
Is that fair enough? That's more than fair.
We know our answer.
Because the thing about it is this.
Okay.
I think I may know who the answer is, but I don't want to speculate. So we will wait, and you'll announce it on Reality with the King podcast with me. Yes. Okay, perfect. Okay.
Yes.
So tell us.
No,
what you
no,
think.
I'm not gonna spoil it.
No, don't spoil it. No, don't spoil it.
But I will say this. And I'm not gonna spoil it, but I'll say this much. I am hearing this upcoming season, darling, is explosive and fantastic.
Woo!
And
I heard the same thing.
And you guys,
I heard the same thing.
You guys are coming for the crown of Beverly Hills.
Oh. Listen, Carlos, I concur.
Listen, I heard the same thing. And, you know, I hope the ratings reflect that.
Yes.
All I got to say. Wow. Carl, before we leave, let's let Carlos talk about, okay, your podcast, your show,
all your stuff.
Like, all your, like, what not, time they come on.
Not that he hasn't already done that during the whole podcast.
Just tell us, like, when, you know, what time they air.
Yes.
Where we can find them.
Okay, by the way, this was, like, the best Kiki we've had on Reasonably Shady in a very long time. Like, Carlos, you are a good Kiki all day long.
I know. I feel like we should make this a regular thing.
I mean, I love y'all.
We'll have him back. Okay, after we're, like, midway through season 7, after that starts airing, we're going to have you come back so you can give us your critiques on season 7.
Okay? Yes, that's good. No, I will love it. But no, I'm just going to say that what the listeners just heard is exactly what happened when we all met for the first time. It was a kiki. It was fun. So I'm glad that you guys felt that chemistry.
I just want to let the listeners know, Carlos is very tight.
And you
work out. Because I remember when we saw you, I was like, feeling on your biceps. I was like, oh, he works out.
Those arms are done, honey.
I just want to let y'all know.
Carlos King is a snack.
Yes.
Okay, be clear.
He is nice
be
and toned.
Be clear.
And tight.
That thing is snackable.
Yes.
Okay. He does not play on our side of the street, and that is totally fine.
It's fine.
But for the other side of the street, he is quite snackable.
Yes.
Okay. So, boys, we can still eat your heart out. Okay.
Exactly.
Come for the king, in a different kind of way. Come for the king.
Oh, okay. You know. Oh, Lord. But you know, I remember he smelled good.
Yes.
And he was nice and tight.
Yes. That thing. Okay, Carlos.
All right, y'all.
And I'm not mad at the beard.
Slide in his DMs, y'all.
I'm not mad at the little salt and pepper.
Smells good. Yes. And tight.
No, he's not rich. He rich.
He's rich. Okay? He wealthy.
He the double rich.
He's wealthy.
Okay. All right. We have to go, Carlos. We don't got no more time.
All right, y'all. Listen to Carlos's podcast.
I love y'all. Listen. All I'll say is, follow me on @TheCarlosKing_ to find out what I'm doing. That's it. Love y'all.
Love you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. Bye.
Reasonably Shady is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
And you can connect with us on social media at @RobinDixon10, Giselle Bryant, and Reasonably Shady.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.